Waterford County, power lines in the elections, and onwards and upwards, free Palestine.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivek, Eden and Stella with your 9am Zedlines. Heatwave temperatures will continue to peak in southeast Queensland on Thursday, with temperatures as high as 9 degrees above the expected averages in some parts of the state. Surfers Paradise on the Gold Coast is tipped to reach 32 degrees Celsius today, with Boona in the scenic rim bracing for a maximum temperature of 34 degrees. However, forecasters say relief is on the way, with the heat set to be dampened by scattered thunderstorms falling across the region, which could bring heavy rainfall and see temperatures drop drastically over the weekend. With that being said, meteorologists are keeping a close eye on tropical low building in the Coral Sea east of Townsville. Daniel Hayes from the Bureau of Meteorology said the low itself remained weak, but for now it could move closer towards the Queensland coast near the Townsville and Mackay region.
New Queensland hospital data shows that e-scooter injuries have escalated to 5 per day. The state's injury surveillance unit found that 2,000 riders had suffered serious injuries in direct relation to e-bikes and e-scooters, with data showing 39% of these were bone fractures and almost half being injuries to the head and face. Dr. Michael Kane, RACQ's head of public policy, expressed concern that the true number of injuries was bound to be higher, as the data observed was only collected from 36 hospitals statewide. Furthermore, Queensland's WOOCS executive, Anna Campbell, emphasised that the report excluded the very crucial percentage of pedestrians struck by e-riders, highlighting the need for better integration of these vehicles in our streets. In a statement, she acknowledged, "We've brought in a new form of active transport, but we haven't created the space for it," pushing the need for the construction of more separate cycleways in order to limit these unnecessary injuries.
In national news, Western Australian organisation Carers WA says funding is stretched to the limit, leaving the organisation unable to meet increasing demand for support services. Carers WA CEO Richard Newman says there is $6.6 billion of unpaid care per year for the estimated 320,000 people in WA who care for people needing assistance. Due to the lack of services in the past year, Newman said, "Unfortunately, we have needed to prioritise and put many people on a wait list, which is a terrible thing." The predicted population growth between now and 2030 indicates that the need for care is going to grow about 24% through ageing and the prevalence of drug and alcohol issues. Community Services Minister Matthew Swinburne said the state government was in the process of developing a new 10-year carer strategy. "We continue to fund Carers WA to deliver practical frontline support, with $1.37 million provided in the 2025 to 2026 budget," Mr. Swinburne said. In other national news, as the 2031 Close the Gap deadline nears, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is not contemplating failure, with new commitments to be announced today. Most recent data shows only 4 of 19 targets are on track to be met in the next 5 years. 4 targets are reported to be going backwards, with rates of suicide, children in out-of-home care, adult incarceration, and early childhood development all worsening. From the new commitments to be announced today, government funding has been increased in healthcare, remote job opportunities, food cost and storage, and short-term hostel accommodation. Opposition spokeswoman for Indigenous Australians, Carrie-Anne Little, said on Tuesday, "The indicator for family and domestic violence remains void of data on which to assess progress. These are matters Labor should be addressing."
And now in international news. Japan's first female prime minister triumphs in general election, winning more seats than any PM since World War II. Taking the country by storm, Sunae Taiichi also secured a supermajority in Japan's lower house, providing her the power to overrule the upper and implement law with a free hand. Takaichi represents the centre-right Liberal Democratic Party, which has maintained control of the country for almost the entirety of the post-war era. Former political correspondent for Asahi Shimbun newspaper, Yoichi Kato, examines, "This enormous victory is a reflection of her personal popularity. As a celebrity cult has reportedly begun to rise, dubbed Sanamania, young women sport accessories and items such as a black leather bag and pink pen to mimic the PM. On Saturday evening, she announced, "We stand at a crossroads that will profoundly transform our nation." Her promises include a 2-year suspension of the 8% consumption tax on food, as well as increased support for women, carers and families, as well as the revival of a strong economy. In this victory, Takeuchi has overcome Japan's notoriously sexist traditions, showcasing a positive progression forward in our world. Now for your weather today. Brisbane is expecting to see an increase of showers throughout the day. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 35. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is currently predicted to reach 12.9, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Coffee Supreme has been eating coffee for breakfast since 93 and roasting it locally in Woolloongabba.